Riding Holland Socius horse for a week through the Twenty Berry.
And that'd be taken out.
Uh-huh.
She was really taken
out.
If somebody says to you, "Well, how are you today?" What are you likely to say?
Well, I'm fine.
You ever used pretty well? Pretty good?
Yeah, pretty good. Don't feel so hot.
A disease that people get in their joints, so it's hard for them to get around, is?
Rheumatism, arthritis.
Big heart.
Rheumatism or arthritis.
And there used to be a disease that children had. Now they get shots for it. But it's a severe sore throat.
Diphtheria.
A disease that makes you turn yellow.
Yellow jaundice.
Don't you love all these disease questions? If you have a pain in your lower right side, you might have
appendicitis.
Ever hear the old people call it cramp colic?
Yeah.
If you eat something that doesn't agree with you and you can't get it to stay down, you say, "I think I'm going to
upchuck or vomit."
Which is the nicer of the two terms?
Well, it seems to me like upchuck is.
All right. What's a crude way of saying it?
Puking.
Okay.
I never could stand that.
And if a person vomited, you'd say that he was sick?
Real sick at his stomach, upset stomach.
Talking about being happy to see someone, you might say to someone, "Well, anytime you come over, we'll be
happy to have you.
Would you ever, we'll be something to see you.
We'll be so glad to see you."
Would you ever say proud to see you?
Yeah, be so proud to see you.
Alright. If a man is going with a girl, what would you say he's doing?
Courting.
Anything else you might call it to?
Courtship.
Okay, courting is fine.
Uh-huh.
In that case, you'd say that he is her
sweetheart.
All right, and she is his.
She's sweetheart.
All right. And if a boy comes home with lipstick on his collar, his little brother might say, "Oh, you've been
at courting, kissing."
If he asked her to marry him and she refused, you might say, "Well, she did what to him? She..."
Turn him down.
Or anything else?
Yes, sir. I can't think right now. Refused him?
Whatever. I just wondered if anything else.
Uh-huh.
Had nothing else in mind.
Uh-huh.
But if she didn't turn him down, they would go ahead and get
married.
At a wedding, the man who stands up with the groom is the
best man.
And the one who stands up with the girl,
the matron of honor.
Would a matron be the married one or unmarried?
Well, she could be either.
Either? All right. There's sometimes a noisy musical goings-on right after a wedding. There used to be in the old days. People would come around the house of the bride and groom.
Oh, serenade.
Okay. How long ago did they do this?
Well, I heard about it one time. I don't believe people do that anymore, do you?
Now, I wondered if they did it when you were a child.
Yeah, I imagine so.
You don't remember a specific instance?
No,
All right, now let's think about directions. All right, thinking about Brookhaven. Would you say up in Brookhaven or over in Brookhaven or down in Brookhaven?
Well, from here, I would say over, going to town, over in Brookhaven.
Okay, what about Birmingham?
Well, it seems like they always say, "I'm going over to Birmingham."
All right, what about Jackson?
I'm going up to Jackson.
What about New Orleans?
I'm going down to New Orleans.
Okay, then thinking about not going, but being there, would you use the same thing? He is what in Jackson?
He's up in Jackson.
And he is?
Down in New Orleans.